My name is Robert Rosen. I work at the Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm, Sweden. I study optics at the Department of Applied Physics, and I'm doing the fifth and last year of my PhD. The title of my thesis is Peripheral Vision, Optics and Psychophysics. Imagine that you're looking at an idyllic scene, perhaps that of a garden or a beach. What you experience is not like a photograph. A tiny portion in the middle, the foveal vision, is perfectly sharp. But the rest of the image gets more and more blurry the further out in the periphery you are. My research deals with this peripheral vision. The peripheral vision might be blurry, but it is still important. Try to walk around with a paper tube in front of your eyes. The sharp foveal vision is still there, but lacking peripheral vision you will bump into things all the time. We are investigating the relationship between peripheral vision and myopia, nearsightedness. All children start with eyes that are hyperopic, too short. As the eye grows, it is supposed to stop when it has reached the correct size. However, for some children, the growth continues and the eye becomes too long. This is myopia. The number of myopic persons has exploded the last century, from being a fairly rare condition, nowadays around 50% of the children in industrialized countries have it. It is fair to say that the scientific community is fumbling in the dark regarding how to prevent myopia, and peripheral vision is one of those dark alleys with a small alluring light at the end. What we know from animal experiments is that peripheral retina plays some role. When you diffuse the foveal vision but leave the periphery unaffected, the eye will grow normally. However, if you do it the other way around, leaving the foveal vision unaffected but the peripheral field diffused, the eye will continue to grow myopic. In order to understand how the periphery affects growth, it is important to note that the growth of the eye is primarily axial, meaning when the eye grows, the foveus grows further than the periphery. As the eye grows longer actually, the distance to the periphery will eventually be shorter than to the fovea. We believe that it is when this change is detected by the periphery that growth stops. We have found that, and why, myopic persons are less sensitive to errors such as imposed by this growth, and it will take longer for their periphery to detect that the growth has gone on for too long.